In the past couple of years, I've had pretty good luck taking photos of a couple of individual ruffed grouse, one of those species I particularly love. So my ears pricked up as I read an email from James Stone of Northome. James wasn't looking forward to the end of mushroom picking, but otherwise seemed to be looking forward to the first frost. He wrote, "I believe we will freeze the lower ground tonight, which will put an end to my chanterelle picking and maybe bring the ruffed grouse broods out of wherever they've been prospecting." There was a period of time, 2 weeks or so, about 6 weeks back, that the ruffed grouse hens were moving their broods around, and I was chasing them off blacktops and watching them take dust baths on the forest gravels. Since then, they virtually disappeared, and of course I always have this concern about West Nile. And I can testify to the abundance of mosquitoes this summer, even in the sandy chanterelle ground. Tragically, James is right about how West Nile virus has affected grouse. According to the Pennsylvania Game Commission, between 1978 and 2000, flush rates for ruffed grouse reported by hunters in Pennsylvania declined by 2% as forests aged beyond the early succession that the birds need for food and shelter. But then, between 2001 and the end of 2018, flush rates plummeted by 54% due to West Nile virus. When West Nile first appeared in New York City in 1999, fears of a pandemic for humans were extreme. Yet in just 6 months, COVID-19 has killed almost two orders of magnitude more people in the U.S. than West Nile virus has in more than two decades. COVID-19 is airborne, which makes it hard for people to infect wildlife. West Nile virus made it into wildlife much more easily because it's transmitted via mosquitoes and was far more lethal to many wild species than it is to humans. Jason Biddle reports in a June 4, 2020 article for National Geographic that even as West Nile virus was ebbing in humans, quote, "the virus lingered in the woods, spreading from bird to bird, not just ruffed grouse, but more than 300 species, causing brain lesions and killing millions of birds." Ruffed grouse numbers have fallen in states from Minnesota and Michigan to North Carolina and New Jersey. West Nile virus is a classic climate change disease. Earlier springs in the forests give mosquitoes more time to pump out larvae, and increases in precipitation, also spurred by climate change, create more stagnant pools in which the insects can reproduce. End quote. All of us enjoy reminiscing about those mythical, good old days when life was ever so much better. Grouse have always undergone dramatic population swings in regular cycles, and I always remember when I complain that I haven't seen any in a while that we may be in the low part of their cycle. But even cyclical species can truly decline, bringing the low swings far lower than historical lows and the highs much lower than the historical highs. That is happening with ruffed grouse. This splendid bird may not be our state bird, and hunters may be losing interest in it. Last year saw the smallest number of grouse hunters since the DNR started keeping records in 1969. Grouse hunters and non-hunters alike need to join forces to ensure that the DNR has the funding to protect grouse habitat and to keep tabs on exactly what is happening to this wonderful species. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.